mixed and cooked with the rice.
Do these have okra in them?
Well, you have different kind of gumbo. You have okra gumbo, then you have just a plain gumbo with meat.
Because my wife makes a lot of gumbo. She Oak Creek gumbo and chicken gumbo. Oh, man. She's got some gumbo chopped up in an hour. If it ain't falling, she's going to go make gumbo with it.
I like this in soup. I've only had it in canned soup, but it's one of my favorites. Of course, I guess this is the northern style, Campbell's.
Yeah, that's the northern style.
There's no telling what it's going to be when those birds get it. What would you call those things that you'd wear over your shoulders to hold up your pants?
Spender. You know, button your spender up, then you say, that devil's on.
I think I asked you about cattle here in the early days. Did your dad ever have anything that he put on his legs to protect him from brush and from cold?
Well, he used to wear boots. I mean, they used to wear boots a lot. Yeah, lace boots. Man, that was a great thing in the early days. He was in Missouri. He said in the fall they'd start with boots and rain. So much money. He said they'd wear them boots all winter. Yeah, they'd wear them all winter, he said.
Did they have anything that they buckled on? Sort of a pair of pants with no seat?
No, not so much here, around here, you know. They just like about like we did, but it's more bib overalls. That's the only thing we used to buy nowadays was bib overalls.
They didn't wear chaps or shaps.
To ride, you mean, horses? Well, some of them did, you know. My dad was quite a rider. My dad's quite a cowboy, you know.
He was a good roper.
See, when he was a boy, he went out in Idaho and worked on a ranch. On a ranch in Idaho. And then when this country opened, he come here, you know. And he could catch a calf on any foot he wanted to.
Good.
Boy, he was a worker, my dad was.
Well, that's a neat trick.
Yeah.
I never learned to rope.
He'd catch any foot he wanted, a hind foot on them calves.
My hands were always too tender. I didn't have enough time to toughen them up, but I had a chance to learn.
That's kind of surprising.
Oh, they're going to go now, aren't
they? Boy, my eyes sure fly when they all get in.
Did you have trouble with your shirt when you were a young fellow? You'd buy a shirt that fit and it'd be washed and it wouldn't fit?
Yeah, draw up. They weren't pre-shrunk. Yeah, that's one thing we had a lot of trouble. They'd get too small at the worst. Yeah. Nowadays, you pre-shrink them and they ain't that away.